Friends, before concluding two, three chapters, we have come to the understanding of this retail banking, that what the strategy one should develop, because globally also we have seen what are the what is the strategy of Europe, what is the strategy of US, what is the strategy of Singapore and China, etc., and compared with our retail banking. To improve further, what could be the retail banking strategy and our future outlook, that we are going to discuss in chapter 19 here. Our discussion will be the strategic role of retail banking in Indian financial system to understand, right? Then analyze how the fintechs and big techs are reshaping the competition in retail banking. Then evaluate the digital transformation journey of Indian banks and examine the emerging HR and workforce skill. Explore the scenario-based predictions for retail banking in India by 2030, that is next five years. Our structure of discussion will include the strategic shift in Indian retail banking, competition from fintech and big techs, digital transformation journey, workforce skill, as well as scenario in 2030, strategic priority for Indian banks to retail banks to become more successful. Now, retail banking in India is undergoing a fundamental transformation. Sector is shifting from branch-led operations to digital-first, customer-centric, ecosystem-driven model. So, several forces are accelerating with this transformation. That is fintech, UPI, then customer expectation, instant, transparent, and personalized financial services. Increasing competition, then demand for digital talents, as well as data-driven decisions, etc. So many things are there in retail banking. So retail banking is no longer just about the deposit and loan. It is evolving into a lifestyle integrated financial ecosystem. First and foremost point is a competition from fintech and big tech. Competitive landscape of the retail banking in India has undergone a dramatic change, transformation. And players in this are the banks, competition with the fintech, big tech, and now extend these, even though these are the supporting function, but their digital experience, seamless onboarding process, etc., came into use for these banks. So nature of fintechs and the big tech competition consists of fintech competition. Fintech players operate across the entire spectrum of retail financial services like digital payment, lending and credit, wealth management, insurance and technology, MSME and rural lending, fintech strength. Then big tech competition is there. Big tech competition consists of the Google, Amazon, Meta, Jio, Apple. They enter into the financial services with massive user base, who uses high. There are hundreds and millions of daily active users are there. So they have the deep data insight. They know where they are functioning, e-commerce, social media, payment or logistics. There is the embedded finance also came into way. The financial integrated inside everyday platforms such as e-commerce checkouts, ride hailing, that is Ola Money, and messaging apps like WhatsApp, then telecom ecosystem, that is Jio Financial Services. There will be another element, that is superior technology versus UI and UX. Big techs, they have best-in-class capabilities in cloud computing, AI, ML, personalization, cyber security. These big tech competition shifts the bank from product competition to ecosystem competition. Now, the areas where the fintechs and the big tickets outperforms the bank. Customer experience, speed innovation, personalization, distribution, data and risk analytics, strategic, these are some of the areas where they can develop. They can develop the retail banking and they will take to utmost satisfaction of the under these trails. The strategic risks to the bank consist of bigger risk is loss of customer ownership. Because of fintech control, the front-end experience, while the banks remains invisible in the background. Revenue erosion, loss of revenue. This is the risk, loss of revenue, because loss of customers means loss of revenue. Then credit disintermediation, deposit competition, brand dilution, increased cyber and compliance risk. These are some of the challenges. But there are opportunities also at the same time due to the collaboration, that is co-lending model. Co-lending model, that is bank partners with the fintechs for digital underwriting, loan disbursement, shared risk and lower acquisition. Then banking as a service, BaaS. This bank exposes to API for account opening, then credit scoring, card issuance, fintech embedded banking into their apps. Then AA and Ocean ULI based lending. Bank leverages the fintech data for cash flow, sachet, credit and MSME microloans. Digital collection recovery and merchant credit and embedded lending. Now, digital transformation journey of Indian banks. How there are phases. The phased manner that we have seen in introductory part also, but here I am just recapping it. Phase 1 is between 2005 to 2015, where digitalization of the core banking and legacy modernization was happened. In phase 2, from 2015 to 2020, mobile first banking came into existence and there was UPI revolution. Then phase 3, AI, cloud data, open banking, etc., that has been come into picture. And phase 4 is 2025 to 2030, that is future, with platform ecosystem and CBDC enabled banking. The next phase is expected to be the ecosystem driven rather than product driven. Expected development consists of CBDC integration with retail payment, embedded finance and marketplace banking, hyper personalization using advanced AI model, voice enabled and vernacular banking, unified lending interface and for MSME and consumer credit, as well as full cloud native banking stacks, cross-border and UPI corridor, autonomous finance, etc. The pillars of digital transformation consist of the customer experience, customer experience transformation, then data and analytic transformation, operational transformation, technology platform transformation, security and compliance transformation. These are some of the this will transform retail banking into more productive and they will change the face of retail banking itself. Now, key capabilities developed by the leading Indian banks. Capabilities which are already developed by the Indian banks consist of end-to-end digital onboarding process has been implemented. Digital lending has been taken into consideration for pre-approved instant loans. Then digital collections also is happening. Hyper-personalization is also underway. That is spending insight, smart users and custom product recommendation, dynamic credit limits, etc. Then wealth investment platforms are created and that is undertaken by the banks. There, These are some of the views, or these are advantages which are taken by the retail banking nowadays. Now, workforce skill and HR in digital retail is very important, because change in employee is a change in strategy, or it may change a little bit the perception of the customer to banking with a particular bank. So therefore, the strategic shift in banking workforce requirement. Technology, data, design, digital first customer engagement is very important under digital banking that has shifted the HR focus. Key drivers behind the workforce transformation is digital first customer journey. AIML based decision making, API banking and BAS, embedded finance, cybersecurity threats, fintech partnership and co-lending ecosystem. Number two is emerging skill set for the digital lending, digital retail banking. Indian banks now require multidisciplinary talents. Skills can be grouped into technology, analytics, digital product, risk, human-centric categories, etc. Technology and engineering skill also plays important role. Under this, there will be data analytics and AI skills, digital product management and design, cybersecurity and digital skill, risk skill, compliance, digital governance and regulatory skills, human-centric skills, changing job role in Indian retail banking. The nature of banking jobs is evolving. Role becomes less prominent. Manual KYC document verification, passbook update, cash counters role. These are redundant now. Now the manual underwriting and everything has gone. Okay, these are less prominent. Now roles become more important is data engineers, then cybersecurity analyst, digital product owners, API platform managers, digital onboarding specialist, customer success managers, remote lending officers, and fraud analytics specialists, as well as UX researchers. Now, key workforce challenges ahead for the workforce, HR related, is despite the progress, the bank faces significant HR challenges such as skill gaps in advanced digital technology, high attrition among the technical talents, cultural resistance to digital transformation, need for continuous upskilling, competition from IT firms for AI talent, cybersecurity resource shortages, workforce vision for retail banking in 2030. In 2030, workforce vision will be tech-savvy and analytically strong. The ideal digital retail banking workforce should be techno-savvy and analytically strong, customer-centric and advisory-focused, comfortable with AI tools and automation, regulatory compliant, cyber aware, and agile, and innovations oriented, hybrid, which is on-site as well as remote, and highly collaborative across the dominant. Bank will become a technology compliant companies with the banking licenses. Scenario in 2030. Future outlook for retail banking. Scenario 1, digital ecosystem dominance, where bank evolve into super app ecosystem. Scenario 2, bank fintech co-creation ecosystem. Here, the market becomes the collaboration driven and network. MSME, rural sectors, co-lending with fintechs becomes standard. Okay, then scenario 3 will be regulation-led stability and trust. Under this increased regulatory oversight, there will be a strict digital lending norms that will definitely come. AI fairness and explainability laws will also come. outcome will be the bank differentiates through the trust, compliance and safety. Most likely 2030 reality is a hybrid future. By 2030, Indian retail banking will likely adopt hybrid of all three scenarios. All three scenarios: digital first but human assisted, AI-led personalization for credit offers and risk, embedded finance integrated into commerce, UPI and CBDC used interchangeability and unified lending reference, high penetration of a self-help group, PMJDY, MSME and rural markets, API banking everywhere, branches as advisory center and multilingual voice and chatbot banking will be there in place. Overall, the future will be frictionless, inclusive, secure, ecosystem driven. The strategic priority for Indian retail banking consists of several. Between 2024 and 2030, retail banking in India will undergo a significant transformation driven by digital public infrastructure. Okay, bank must embrace the forward-looking strategy that combines the technology, talent, trust and ecosystem-led models. This section identifies 10 most critical strategic priorities and these for Indian retail banks to remain competitive in future ready. Number one priority will be build a digital first, customer last journey. Digital first and customer last. Now what is happening? Customer first and digital last. Reverse trend will happen and bank will be definitely undertake this kind of strategy. Priority number two for the banks in future will be accelerate AI, data analytics and capabilities. Priority number three is strengthen the cybersecurity and digital trust. Priority number four will be embrace the fintech partnership, BaaS, that is banking as services. Priority five will be prepare for CBDC, that is digital rupee and tokenized payment. Number six priority will be reimagine the branch network into advisory and experience hub only. Okay, not as a transaction center. And priority seven will be develop a digital ready workforce. Priority eight will be unlock the new credit model through UPI, AA and OCM. Priority nine will be compete through the ecosystem and not just product. Okay, that will be an ecosystem banking and not product banking. Lead the inclusion agenda, rural women and MSME banking. Thus, the 2024-2030 retail banking strategy blueprint will be the Indian retail bank must adopt the balanced strategy combining technological innovation with trust and regulatory compliance and the customer centricity. Success definitely will be there, but it will depend on AI plus data, cybersecurity, fintech partnership, customer experience, inclusion of rural penetration, ecosystem-led banking, and talent transformation, digital-first product innovation. Banks that masters this blueprint, that will lead the next decade for retail banking in India. Thank you very much.